Hello everyone, hello, this is DJ Guapofo. Thank you for tuning in to this live 148th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Tilde Radio, broadcasting from North Potomac, Maryland, in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., in the suburbs of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. You've been listening to Oye Como Va, not the, if I remember right, Tito Puente version, but Carlos Santana, our headliner tonight, a great Mexican-American guitarist, Latin rock, jazz fusion, and blues rock artist. I think this is probably his most famous hit from what I can remember. There's a lot of Cuban, Puerto Rican, Afro-Caribbean influence in a lot of the tracks tonight. The next track, though, is Brazilian influence, Samba Pati. Next one after that is Guajira. I apologize for the static, but my cat is marking me with her dry fur. Thank you, Maya. Thank you, Gemlog. Thank you, Romasa 000, for tuning in from Mexico City, Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, and Guatemala City, Guatemala, respectively. Thank you. is Wahira. Thank you, Sunomo, for tuning in from Ithaca, New York. And Antonio Rodriguez from Jundiaí in Brazil, near Sao Paulo.
Bye. somebody that I can depend on. Ain't got nobody that I can depend on.
Es así.
This is Primavera. Good for the spring. Again, more static from the kitty rubbing my hand. Furry, dry, furry kitty. Let's see what she thinks of this music. Let's see how she likes the earphones. Just more marking. Either it's my voice or it's the static electricity. Okay, Carlos Santana doesn't really need much introduction. I'll just give a little bit anyway. He was born July 20th, 1947 in Autlan de Navarro within Jalisco. He was born Carlos Humberto Santana Barragan. And while he was born and raised in Mexico and he developed his musical background there, he came to fame in the late 1960s and early 1970s with his namesake group, Santana, which pioneered a fusion of rock and roll and Latin American jazz. I mean, all these tracks have some examples of that, but we're hearing it pretty clearly now. Its sound featured his melodic blues-based lines set against Latin American and African rhythms played on percussion instruments not generally heard in rock, such as timbales and congas. He experienced a resurgence of popularity and critical acclaim in the late 1990s. In 2015, Rolling Stone listed him at number 20 on their list of the 100 greatest guitarists, and in 2023, Rolling Stone named him the 11th greatest guitarist of all time. He has won 10 Grammy Awards and 3 Latin Grammys and was inducted along with his namesake band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. He had moved from first Jalisco, from Alcalan to Tijuana, and then to San Francisco where his dad had steady work. His dad indeed was a mariachi musician. It was at the age of 8, already as a child, where he claimed that he fell under the influence of blues performers like B.B. King, Javier Batiz, Mike Bloomfield, and John Lee Hooker. These tracks are indeed long. Primavera is more than 6 minutes, and the next track, The Calling, is 7 minutes, about 49 seconds. My kitty needs some attention, so I'm gonna give her some pets and hugs and kisses here. Yeah. And that was The Calling. This next track is Bella. Or Bea, I guess. This is indeed really fantastic. I just had a recommendation from Claudio M. Claudio Miranda in Miami. His partner Anna mentioned a group that her parents used to listen to in Cuba. A group called Los Zafiros. So I have them now added to the calendar for December 7th. Looking back to the future, our next group for the week of April 13th is Orquesta Alquimia, which, as I understand, is a Colombian group that performed a lot of Cuban classics or Cuban pop music. I think a lot of Celia Cruz's work they covered. It is almost full, Antonio. If you have any other suggestions for the rest of the year and next year of Project 2025, but a good one, I'm happy to take them. It's interesting, Sonomo. I wouldn't know that his tunes weren't, a lot of them weren't hits, but they're really, really quite good. Just this is, you know, quite a sonic landscape we're exploring here. This next track is Why Don't You and I. Just as a reminder, the rerun will be on tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 0000 hours UTC. This main episode, not the rerun, is on Friday into Saturday at 0200 hours UTC. I'll put the archive up shortly after the episode, and I still need to get going on that third time slot for reruns now that there's a lot of material sitting there in my hard drive. I'll have to create some bash script or something that will randomly pick out an episode for a rerun each week.
Chasing you around, and it's alright, bouncing round from cloud to cloud. I got the feeling like I'm never gonna come down. If I said I didn't like it, then you'd know I'd lie. And every time I try to talk to you, I get some time. Turns out that everything I say to you comes out wrong and never comes out right. So I'll say,
thank you all for creating such a lively chat here. I have a lot of tracks to go through after the hour, since no one's DJing after that. Our next track is Africa Bamba. Nothing like kittens making biscuits, kneading biscuits on toddlers, and toddlers kneading biscuits on kittens. Lots of microbiomes and oxytocin in there. In recent local news, you may have heard that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed when a cargo ship lost power and rammed into a pillar. Let's all stand strong so Baltimore can get back on its feet. I just heard today that the channel will be reopened by May. That's really important, since the Port of Baltimore employs some 100,000 people and it's the number one source for cars and sugar import into the U.S. I do know it could take anywhere from 4 to 10 years to build a new bridge. Hopefully a cable-stayed one, and hopefully also one with I'm trying to remember the word for the, not flashing, but some kind of protection around the bumpers, essentially, for the pillars. It is true that ships are substantially bigger now than they were in the 1970s. So we can't, you know, have expected the bridge to have been designed for these giant cargo ships now. There were similar disasters in Tampa Bay in 1980, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And I remember when I was a kid going to see my grandparents in Minneapolis, seeing the collapsed I-35 bridge over the Mississippi River.
Canto yo esta canción. África Bamba basura, toda tristeza. Y otra más dulce no la podrás encontrar. Hoy quieres un pedazo de feliz. Hoy quieres un pedazo de feliz. Hoy quieres un pedazo de feliz. Hoy quieres un pedazo de feliz.
This almost reminds me of Ricardo Lembo in here. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Don't go anywhere because we have an encore presentation. Black Magic Woman is the track right after this. Thanks everyone so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back next week for Orquesta Alquimia.